Dwiga.
Okay, this is Rabbi Yossi Jacobson, the honored Shliach by the Rebbe from Des Moines, Iowa. There's a story going around which I want to make a few adjustments and set the record the way it should be told and the way it happened. Our class throughout the Masifta Beis Medrash was always involved with doing programs throughout the year in the Catskill Mountains, bringing the Simcha of every Yom Tov at its time. So in the year 1989, Tavshin Mem Tes, it was Moitzei Shabbos Chalamoid. It was the Ushpiz of Yaakov and Shneur Zaman, Yaakov Avinu and Alter Rebbe. So I have arranged programs for the next few days in the Catskill Mountains to be Mesameach Yidden, going to shuls for Simchas Beis Sheva, and going around to the drug rehabilitations and the jails and the day schools and the Hebrew schools to Ben Shlul and Esrog with Achenu v'Achisenu Beis Yisrael in the Catskill Mountains through the Shliach Rabbi Yaakov Taiman Fliedel. So nobody wanted to go. So I remember on that between Mincha and Maariv, and I walked over to today Harav Shneur Zalman Marcus, and I asked him, "Would you like to come? I have all this program set up, and we need Bachrim to come." And everyone was already doing other things in the local community, and he had his thing, and everyone was saying, "I did enough. I had too much. I already have my schedule set. I don't have that luxury to go 3 days out." Okay. Then I went to a shliach today who's Rabbi Yaakov Wolf from London. I walk over to him. And also, he's Isaac in Tzarchi Tzibur in Crown Heights with his bunk, a bunk reunion and programs in Crown Heights. He can't come. I did not realize at the time that I was one of them was Shneur Zalman and Yaakov, which was going to be the Ushpiza that night. I was ready to brachin. This was outside the 770 by the steps going up, with the Rebbe's office, going up. I was standing by the wall there by the steps. The Rebbe was in his room then, and I'm standing in the entrance to brachin, thinking, should I just cancel the whole thing and call it a day, and because I had no one to go. So thinking with mixed thoughts, I said, let's see what after the Sicha, let's see what happens after the Sicha. So Maariv comes, I decided to hear the Sicha outside because there was microphones where I could hear the Sicha in its entirety without pushing. And all of a sudden, the Rebbe is talking about the Shmizin of Yaakov and Shneur Zalman and uses terminology he never used. As Megate the and basically encourages everyone to go be Mesameach Yidden and Ari Hasada Dafke, which is what we were doing, going to do. And Dafke people who are named even more Yaakov and Shneur Zalman. And I could not believe that this was in a way like, how did Rebbe know what I was going through, that moments before? And this was for me often the Ruach HaKodesh. It almost felt like as if I wrote to the Rebbe, could you please get these two guys to rethink their commitments and come with me to make the Simchas Sukkos and Ari HaSada happen? So after the Sicha, Rabbi Yaakov Wolf and Rabbi Shneur Zalman Marcus found me and said, let's go. You didn't have to tell the Rebbe to do this. We could have just. Anyway, we all went and we had the Meridik HaTzlacha. And I taka after words wrote into the Rebbe this little story. And I didn't. I never required an answer. It wasn't to get an answer, just Psura Teva. So, of course, when the Rebbe gives a sicha, says the Rebbe is talking to everybody, everyone who shaykhs to Yaakov Avinu, which is us all, and Shneur Zalman, the Alter Rebbe, which is us all, and especially those who were named that night, the Rebbe could have been speaking about Shneur Zalman, Rav Shneur Zalman Gerari, or Yaakov Yehuda Hecht too, and he was. But for me and for Shneur Zalman Marcus and Yaakov Wolf, this was more hitting it the nail on the head. It couldn't have fit more the situation we were in. And of course, it meant a lot more and touched us a lot deeper, knowing that the Rebbe saw a lot further in this. And Baruch Hashem, we're all alive to tell the story and enjoy it. And basically, whenever you learn a sicha, like the Rebbe once said many times, a farbrengen is a private yechidus. And I never felt more that way at that moment. So here you have it. Afreilecha, avoides elul, teich simcha, and mazotaka zeiche zain, to the kumedike yar, tehei shnas, oise chesed, le mashicha, le david, le zare, ad oilam.